You know that game of musical chairs,
Yeah.
right? Like, the music stops and everyone scrambles for a seat.
Yeah, it's total chaos.
Exactly. But if you apply that to the Australian housing market right now, well, the analogy needs a little tweak. It's actually more like a set of interlocking gears.
Right, where if one gear stops, the whole thing just seizes up.
Exactly. And right now, if a third of the players at the very top, I mean the older homeowners, if they just refuse to move, that top gear jams.
And then the upgrader families below them can't move, and the first-time buyers below them are, well, just completely locked out.
Right, which brings us to today's custom-tailored deep dive into some really fascinating intel from the Broker Times. We are unpacking what they call the downsizer stall.
Yeah, it's a massive issue right now.
So our mission today is to figure out why older Australians are suddenly, freezing up and how the psychological block is basically choking the broader housing pipeline.
Well, to really understand those alternative financial solutions that are popping up, we first have to look at why selling has just ground to a halt. It is completely psychological.
Because we're seeing what, one in three over 55s completely shelving their plans to sell.
Yeah, one in three. And the reason is that auction clearance rates have dropped heavily from roughly 72% down to about 48%.
Wow, that is a steep drop.
It is. And you have to remember, these older owner-occupiers, they are entirely discretionary sellers.
Right, they don't have a ticking clock.
Exactly. There's no new school term starting or like a sudden job relocation forcing them to pack up and move, so they just wait.
So they just sit there, anchored to those peak headline prices we saw last year. And because only about 27% actually believe they're going to get that desired price today, they just refuse to stand up and list the property.
Yeah, which is a disaster if you are a mortgage broker.
Oh, right. Because a stalled downsizer doesn't just mean one lost file.
Exactly. It removes the top of the chain entirely. It kills that whole upgrader lending flow right below them.
Which makes sense. But since they aren't moving out, this cohort still wants to cash in by just staying put.
Yeah, which brings us to just a mind-boggling pile of untapped wealth. Deloitte actually reports that Australians over 60 hold roughly $3 trillion in home equity.
$3 trillion. That's insane.
Right, and about $600 billion of that is realistically accessible.
Okay, but we have to talk about this one survey included in the source material from Seniors First,
Oh.
because they claim over 62% of these older homeowners would rather release that equity than sell.
Yeah, I know exactly which stat you mean.
I mean, I have to push back heavily on that 62% number. Seniors First literally sells reverse mortgages, right? So that
Yeah.
data is highly, highly convenient for them.
Oh, absolutely. The deferral behavior is very real. People are staying put, but that survey preference is definitely biased.
It feels like a theoretical best-case scenario for their industry.
It really is. And the actual market data proves it. The entire reverse mortgage market in Australia sits at just $5.5 billion right now.
Wait, so out of the $600 billion accessible, they're only using $5.5 billion.
Yeah, that is a 1% utilization rate, which proves this isn't some booming gold rush. It's actually a structurally underserviced market.
Which puts mortgage brokers in a really brutal spot. Because trying to tap into that $600 billion means navigating strict rules and competing with a massive alternative.
Right. The government's Home Equity Access Scheme, or HES, it's offering a really cheap 3.95% rate right now, and lending is actually up 21% recently.
But here's the kicker for brokers. That government scheme pays zero commission.
Zero. Nothing.
So ethically, I mean, how can a broker mathematically or legally justify recommending a commercial reverse mortgage when the government option is just materially cheaper?
Well, it comes down to a brutal compliance reality. Brokers have to clear the best interest duty, or BID, which is incredibly strict.
Right, it's not just a box you tick.
Far from it. They have to extensively document and prove exactly why the commercial loan leaves that specific client better off than the HES option.
Because commercial reverse mortgages require mandatory compounding projections, right?
Yes, and there's statutory negative equity protection involved too.
So the borrower can never owe more than the house is worth.
Exactly. But since older borrowers generally live on fixed incomes, they have absolutely no capacity to service a standard loan.
Or to refinance their way out of a bad decision if things go south.
Right, so if a broker gets it wrong, there's no correction mechanism. The debt just aggressively compounds for the rest of their life.
Man, so the gears of the housing market just remain jammed. These top-tier players are anchored in place, and they're opting to slowly eat into their equity instead of trading down.
Which really sets up a massive shift for the future.
It really does. So I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over today as we wrap up this deep dive. If this massive over 55 cohort decides to just permanently live off their accumulated equity rather than selling, how is this going to permanently alter the traditional generational transfer of property?
Yeah, that's a huge question.
Like, in a few decades, do the kids even inherit a family home anymore? Or just the remainder of a heavily drawn down debt? Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Deep Dive.